The mayor of Phoenix is calling on a public-private partnership to keep the Phoenix Suns downtown. During his annual State of the City address this afternoon, Mayor Greg Stanton said the franchise has been a partner and worked with the city to revitalize downtown. KJZZ's business correspondent Christina Estes stepped out of the ballroom at the Sheraton Hotel to share details. Christina, what exactly did the mayor say?
Well, this wasn't just about the Suns. Stanton pitched the idea of a facility for the Suns, Mercury, and the Coyotes. He made two key points that he called governing principles. Here's the first.
A new arena must not only keep the activities we have in place, but bring new events, new people to downtown.
With that goal, Stanton said he would do everything he can to pursue a new home for the three teams while also acting responsibly with public dollars.
Building two new sports arenas in our region doesn't make fiscal or common sense. And the second principle, I will absolutely not raise taxes for a new arena. Any plan for a new venue must only use the existing sports facilities fund.
That fund is an extra tax on hotel stays and car rentals that Phoenix created in 1989 to build the basketball arena. When it opened in 1992, it was known as America West Arena. Today, it's the Talking Stick Resort Arena. City leaders say that arena should be paid off by 2022, which is the same time the Suns have an option to leave.
Christina, we hear Mayor Stanton say it doesn't make sense to build two new professional arenas, and we know the Suns have expressed interest in a new arena. The Coyotes also looking to leave Glendale. So he's talking about one facility for both of them. What about the Diamondbacks?
We've reported on the tension between the Diamondbacks and the county. The team has said they need some major renovations or even a new stadium. The Diamondbacks CEO has been quoted as saying that he'd like to see the city of Phoenix replace the county as the landlord, but the mayor made no mention of the Diamondbacks in his speech.
All to be continued for sure. KJZZ's Christina Estes, thanks.
Thank you.